FM 90.3 WJTL. Lisa Turner, My Prayer for You. The Afters before that, Light Up the Sky and Birthday Boy Jason Gray with Every Act of Love. Hey, good morning to you. It's 7:50.
Sunny and breezy today. We'll warm up to 32, which will definitely feel warmer than 15. Mostly clear and 21 tonight. So still cold tonight. Then the warm up begins. Sunny and 40 Friday. Sunny, high 47 Saturday. Partly sunny and 50 Sunday. Right now, yes, it's 15.
Our friends from Lititz Area Mennonite School, Lambs, hanging out with us this morning. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Great to have you all here. Jennifer Samara, the Director of Elementary Ed. And Jennifer, tell us a little bit about Lambs.
Yes, Lambs, we are celebrating our 40th year.
Congratulations.
I know.
That's quite the accomplishment.
It's been exciting to celebrate, yes. Yeah. It's been very fun to see families that have been connected to Lambs over those 40 years kind of making connection with us throughout this year with different events that we've had. So that's been fun, too, to kind of reconnect with some of those families. So we're in our 40th year. Our enrollment continues to climb, which is exciting to see more families choosing Christian education as well. So we're about 300 students in our pre-K through 8th program. Are excited about our pre-K program, and I brought a parent along to talk about that. But one thing I think is really neat is our kind of the tagline we're using for our celebration of our 40th year is being rooted in Christ and growing in faith. So the idea of pre-K, our students starting their education, being rooted in Christ, learning Bible verses, learning about who God is, and then as they go up through the grades, being able to grow in their faith. So I just think that is a great way that we've been, it's just a great way to summarize how we're celebrating our 40th year of being rooted in Christ and growing in faith. And so the start of that being rooted in Christ starts in our pre-K program. So I wanted to let a parent talk about that.
Janessa Zimmerman is with us. And Janessa, I can't imagine a better spokesperson for Lambs. I mean, you went there,
mm-hmm.
your dad went there
back
when the school first started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My dad was one of the first grades, year it opened. Yep.
And now your kids go there.
Yeah.
So it's kind of easy to see that your family loves Lambs and that you're part of that family. Tell us a little bit about that, why you chose to go to school at Lititz Area Mennonite.
Yeah. Well, Lambs is just special to me because of our family being part of it from the beginning. So for me, when my children started getting to the school age, I'm like, oh, yeah, Lambs, if it's at all possible, we're doing Lambs. And I feel really blessed to be able to continue the Christian education. But yeah, the thing that drew us back in, it's still rooted in Christ. It didn't change. And so that's just sucked me right back in, that it was still that safe environment, that true biblical knowledge that I was grew up with, and my children are learning it too.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the kindergarten experience if parents want to come out to see what that's like for their
mm-hmm.
kids.
Yeah. I actually sent both our boys through pre-K, and so they started just going 2 days. You can do 2 or 3 day options for pre-K, and we did the 2 day. It's 9 to 12. It was just enough to get started at school, whether or not they were really into it. It gently eased them in, and just gave them a taste of how fun school can be, and this is neat, and just taught them how to do school, which is great. They didn't want me to teach them, and quite honestly, I am not a teacher for a reason.
Yeah.
So I was happy to send them and let them get excited with their teachers there. And when they were learning their numbers and letters, like they're learning the number one and what God created on day one. And, you know, it just the whole biblical part of our life was roped into every part of what they were learning at pre-K.
Very cool. Jennifer, if folks want to come out to the kindergarten or the pre-K mm-hmm. events, they can do that?
That is correct. We do have an information session. This will be February 8th in the evening. This will give an opportunity for families to see what Lambs is all about. They'll hear about how to make Christian education affordable for their family, as well as to talk with our pre-K and kindergarten teachers. Again, that's February 8th. And we also have our K days that are coming up. We do one each month. The very first one is coming up January 23rd. And those are during the day. And that's an opportunity for both the parent and the child to experience what kindergarten is like. They can find out about any of those open house events at our website at lambs.info. And that's lambs, L-A-M-S.info. And of course, they can can also call the school at 626-9551 to get some more information about any of our open houses. And I haven't mentioned any of the other grades, but we do go all the way up through eighth grade. We do have some information sessions later on in the spring for other grades as well. So if you just check out the website, you can get some more information about any of those open house events.
If you're interested in either the pre-K or the kindergarten info sessions or any of the grades, check it out online, lambs.info. You can get all the info about the special January 23rd event or the February 8th event or any of the events that are coming up. Happy 40 years to you guys.
Thank you.
A great accomplishment to be around that long. And thank you so much for coming. Tell Mr. Garner we said hello.
We will do that.
Awesome. Back to the music we go at Brian Campbell. This is Your Goodness, FM 90.3 WJTL, your home for crack.